Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. The ocean is the ultimate sink. As we consider its future, we must now accept that it is no longer the infinite vastness, ever-therapeutic global resource always there for us as sustainer and healer. We may have lost all that. As difficult as it is to say, the ocean may now have been corrupted to the extent that its contribution to our survival is in doubt. The tipping point may have been reached, and that ocean systems can no longer be seen as nurturing or benign, but rather as harmful and threatening. Consider the waste, all of which finds its way ultimately to the sea in bits and pieces and molecular units, the spills and seeps, the plastic and physical detritus of our consumptive lifestyle, glutting our rivers and inlets, or spiraling in vast accumulation far away from view. Consider the extremities of weather, the violence of storms that flood nations, inundate coasts, and send us in search of shelter, not sustenance. Consider the poisons, the chemicals that are no longer diluted but persist in our drinking water, in our rivers and streams along our coasts, and circulated far and wide to find their way into the food chain and into our bodies. Consider the behaviors that dump toxins into the sumps and the sea, that despoil the land and waterscapes, that assume and corrupt our precious freshwater into processes and practices that support short-term growth value and unlimited profit at the expense of accessible use value over time. Consider the diseases and their spread, the environmental refugees, the devaluation of natural and human life that results from our continuing ignorance, indifference, and paralysis. It all ends up in the ocean. Some days, like today, as I consider these things, my hope for the ocean's survival takes a dark dive into a black sea. Why does this have to be? Why do we allow it to be so? What will it take to galvanize us top-down or bottom-up to put aside the absurd dislocations of ideologies and politics, of unregulated market economy and unlimited growth, and to act reasonably and rationally and presciently for the benefit of us all? Consider the ocean a metaphor. It has long had a cultural identification with spirituality and freedom, with exploration of the unknown, with the assimilation of risk, with the triumph over immense force through human ingenuity, courage, and skill. To survive on the ocean was to thrive on change and challenge, and to apply the focus and initiative of the captain and crew, the collective response that was the only way through the most desperate circumstance. I am an incurable optimist, but some days, like today, I wonder if we have that focus and courage anymore. I wonder if we are collectively decided to succumb to the fears of change and challenge and to give up the ship, like just one more piece of flotsam spinning down into the ultimate sinking. I just wonder. As we begin our second 100 editions of World Ocean Radio, as we launch a new World Ocean Observatory subscription project for international aquariums and maritime museums, as we initiate Our Ocean Space, an interactive network of ocean research projects presented by students from classrooms around the world, we resolve to resist that doubt. These few minutes on the radio may be just part of our way to combat the encroaching despair, by offering up the best examples of how individuals and organizations around the world are working to save the ocean and to save us from ourselves. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.